The pandemic has taken many children's lives, and research shows it has also affected youth mental health and worsened pre-existing disparities in education. Parents who oppose the vaccine for their children say their kids aren't as affected by COVID-19 as adults. Kassar Talat is assistant professor in the Department of the International Health at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Dr. Talat says pediatricians will play a big role in addressing vaccine hesitancy. She encourages parents to get their children vaccinated as soon as possible because the health benefits outweigh any risks.
I think it'll make a big difference in addressing vaccine hesitancy because people trust their pediatricians and they go to them for guidance and for support when their kids have problems. And so to have their trusted care provider say that this is a good vaccine and you should give it to your child, especially as a lot of pediatricians have already been starting to say this to parents for many months prior to the vaccines even being available, and to ask them about their vaccination plans helps normalize the conversation and get them used to the idea that their kids will get vaccinated.
Tamar Mendelson is Bloomberg Professor of American Health and Director of the Center for Adolescent Health at Johns Hopkins. Dr. Mendelson says parents who are opposed to vaccinations are often taken in by rumors and misinformation. She says COVID-19 is a wake-up call and that schools should implement changes that promote equal education and mental and physical health care. Dr. Mendelson says systematic barriers to education and health disproportionately impacts youth of color and low-income families.
And the pandemic has also worsened pre-existing disparities in youth health. So youth living in poverty who are disproportionately Black, Latinx, or Native American are at particular risk for physical and mental health problems and academic problems due to COVID. And this is really because of systemic problems. So structural racism, for example, and economic inequalities. We know that children of color are more likely than white children to have lost a parent during the pandemic. And there are a lot of systems issues that are causing harm to young people, including underfunded schools, healthcare access barriers, food and housing instability, and lack of adequate transportation.
The Biden administration says they will do what they can to reassure parents who have concerns about vaccinating their youngsters. As part of the vaccine rollout, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, will fund hundreds of school and community-based clinics to help speed the vaccination process. FEMA also hopes to increase vaccine confidence among communities and trust in educators, doctors, and community leaders. I'm Adesanya Nejime reporting for KPFA.